greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help at stjude.org. News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, look who's here. We're here.
We're here.
Hey, how about that?
Beautiful outside. Did you have rain last night?
I got rain. We got rain. Yeah, we
good
got some
Lord.
Rain.
It just made my car nice and brownish.
Well, and then that didn't take care of it. The puddle did on the way in.
It's splattered.
Oh, that nice clean car in the garage is no more. Anyway.
I don't have a garage. It's filled with stuff.
Well, you have a garage,
but you don't have space
in your garage.
Yes.
Well, it's a history show, as we always do. And so we got this live thing going on here about history. You know, Texas history actually begins in El Paso, the recorded stuff that they started talking about.
Yes.
And if you want to go back to some of the unrecorded stuff like Keystone.
Oh, yes.
And the Waco tanks. I mean, so, you know, so Texas history begins here. And we always say that because it's true. And the other people in the state probably try to ignore us. But
yeah.
That's okay.
We got people around the state that listen to us. So.
Oh, okay. So there. Hi, we were first.
Well.
But other thing we do is stream on the internet. How do you get that?
Well, you can go to ktsmradio.com and you can click on the iHeartRadio link and they can listen to us live all over the planet.
Oh, that's how they get over there in Texas. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Texas, New York.
Nuevo Mexico.
Newfoundland, you know,
but,
Iceland, who knows?
We got that trivia thing going on.
Yes, we do. We've got trivia for two coupons to the correct questions in the second hour of the show for Pepe's in Canutillo, which we will be at the show today. I will be there with Bernie, I think.
You guys are going to make it? Okay.
Yes. One-eyed Bernie. He had a cataract surgery.
One-eyed Bernie.
So I'll be dragging him along. So.
Well, but yes, lunch with Pepe's for sure.
Yes.
And we've got that history momentito.
Yes, we do. And we're going to be talking about a visit by the President of the United States that kind of almost missed his mark as he came into town on the train.
You mean Trump?
No.
Previous.
Yes, much, much previous.
Ah, okay.
Like 1901 previous.
They've gotten better at that. They know how to find us
now. Yeah, they kind of learned to stop. Yeah.
But the train overshot the town?
Yeah, well, not quite the town.
Whatever.
But yeah, where he was supposed to stop. I just have this whole picture in my mind of this train. It's amazing.
Like trains, you're saying. We got trains on the brains today. There's
a
good reason. Because we're doing trains today, and we got all kinds of folks in here, the train people that know how to do stuff. Woody Bear, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome here, dude.
Thank you.
Ron Lyman's back. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
You were doing preservation. Grab that mic and put it where you need.
He's been here about 3 times about the last month and a half.
It was 6 weeks, and we've got him on week. This is your last of the 6.
That's right.
All right, we'll come back again sometime.
Well,
the thing is that what we find, like you guys, Woody, you're not a retired teacher, you're a retired policeman, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So we got these retired folks. You're retired.
Right.
A SLEDA person.
Right.
So we find, and there's another retired one looking at me right there. You're not retired.
No, she's active.
That's Mary Alice Shashi. And you're just thinking about being retired. That's why that look on your face. But she's call screener today. Thank you for being here. And Sergio, you're not retired from anything. No, you can't.
Yeah, he's like
never
the rest
mind.
Of us. He's a working stiff.
But Woody, you've been a police officer. Now you're doing railroad. Do you always like railroads?
Yeah, I've always loved it since I was a kid. But
did you have a little railroad as a kid?
Model railroads, but I really like the big trains. Those are fun to play with.
Like how?
Well, you know, like 3420, you know, it's an old steam locomotive. You get to climb up onto it, look at all the mechanics from way back in the day. I mean, it's just amazing the locomotion that was created, you know, back at before the turn of the century.
They moved quite a bit of poundage with those things.
Yes, they did.
My goodness. And then I was up in that one last year, 3420 is the number, which I guess is the name of the locomotive, right?
Yes.
It becomes a number. Like we have locomotive number one down there.
Right. And it's a number assigned to the locomotive that each railroad owns.
Okay. So we got that one here. It's an old one. But it now is part of the woodwork, and it's at Freeport MacMoran.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Freeport, for storing that thing out there. I mean, that's correct, right? They're storing it?
Yes.
Right.
Ron, you've been out there a million times, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Do you ever go out and work on it, dust it off?
I haven't, but there's a whole group of people that do, and that's one of their major areas. They love to get out there and re-grease that thing and get it all set to roll down the track.
Well, when they get it out, it doesn't go under its own power to get where it is to display. I'm sure you got to push it, right?
No, yeah, it needs to be pushed from the regular spot. But you know, the last 2 years we've left it in the same location,
So
we don't have to move it. But it does need to be lubed at least once a year to make sure that all the parts don't rust and that they can, freely move in case we need to move it.
How long does it take to do that?
You know, we usually spend a day out there doing
the
basics, yes.
Wow.
But when they push it, those wheels need to go around.
Yes, they do.
They're not going to go by their own. They could go by their own power, I was told, if you had $500,000 in about 6 months.
Well, probably $1 million.
Oh.
Yeah.
And price has gone
months,
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some parts ought to be replaced, possibly the boiler.
But the thing is, this 3420 did run within the last 15 years. It ran somewhere.
It last ran in 1986.
Oh, 86.
So, yeah, it's been a while, it's restorable. It can run again. You know, it just needs to be put into the proper shape and into federal guidelines.
Meaning you got to hit federal specs?
Yes, yeah.
Would it?
Their minimum regulations. Yes, it would.
Oh, okay. Now, so if you were able to do that, where would you – could you actually run that thing around town somewhere? Because the tracks aren't yours.
Right. You know, that's part of the problem. It last ran in the Freeport-MacMoran area. They have track in there.
Right.
But, you know, you'd have to contract with maybe possibly Union Pacific or Burlington Northern Santa Fe.
Oh, they're real thrilled about stopping everything they're doing to put your excursion
through.
Right, yeah.
Okay. They'd be real hesitant about that.
Goodness. Well, that's an idea. But the thing is, though, you're going to have that on display. Talk about what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on display May 18th and 19th. We're going to have a show Saturday and Sunday where people can come out. They can actually look and climb aboard the locomotive, take photos, enjoy a great piece of history. And this is El Paso history.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're also going to have the model trains out there. The El Paso Coin Club is going to be out there with money and coins.
Oh, they're going to put pennies on the tracks, aren't
right?
they?
No.
No, they're not.
These are going to be railroad related.
It's a $400 penny. Watch this. It turns into a pancake.
Yeah, I doubt they would do that.
No, they wouldn't do that. Well, have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, then you arrest yourself. You can't
That's
do that.
Right. Long time ago.
I think everybody's done that.
Just got to get caught doing it.
But it's a fabulous idea, and it's really cool that Freeport now seems like it's okay to go to their park. People were asking me online, where's this park you're talking about? It's a grassy area, second entrance on Freeport. As you come down, see if I'm right, come down a hill from I-10
right.
toward North Loop, and before you get to North Loop, there'll be a second entrance to Freeport.
Yeah.
Going the shipping entrance.
It's kind of on a curve.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just after the railroad tracks.
Well, you guys also put signs out there.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Right.
You can't miss it. But it's not just sit there, look at this train doing nothing. It's the trains being cool, being historic. But you got these exhibits.
Right. There's exhibits. And with the train, there's going to be a boxcar there. And you can look at that. But most importantly, there's a 1929 caboose.
I've been in that. That's a cool thing.
And you're actually going to be able to go up and through the caboose, and we'll have someone in there giving you a talk about what the caboose is and what it was used for and the history of it.
It just smells like history in there.
Yeah. In fact, I had a caller call me at home and ask me if the caboose was going to be there, and I went, I think so. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That confirms that the caboose will be on hand, which is great because people can get on and look around at it. And how many vehicles will be there or actual
cars.
Train cars that they can
there'll
climb
be,
on?
There'll be three. Well, actually two. You can't climb into the boxcar, but the boxcar is going to be used as a part of the reenactment on the train robbery.
Well, let's talk about that train robbery. What's going to happen? Should we call the cops in advance?
Are you kidding? It's Six Guns.
Oh, well, then we'll call their cops.
The Keystone right. cops
they,
be more like it.
They are the cops.
They are. Okay. And they are going to rob the train. And oh, that's an inside job.
I think they play both sides
yes,
on this one.
Yes, and it takes them 2 days to do it. So they'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Each time doing
Each
this.
Each time. Well, they may rob the coin collection one day. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You never know.
But this is a whole big thing. I mean, your whole crowd rolls out there.
Yeah, they're coming out there for that. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to do that mid-afternoon. We're telling everybody to get out there well before 3 o'clock. But it should happen around 3. But
yeah, I think it's scheduled for around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but we want
you
people.
You think it's around 3 o'clock?
We want people out there before that so they can see everything else going on.
Oh, yeah, no, go out there. And you have a food truck out there of some kind?
At least one. At least one food truck.
You can have some food out there and see what's going on.
Yeah, it's an all-day event, so you don't have to go out there, you know, rush out there for the afternoon. But, you know, we're going to have activities for kids, you know, coloring pages, railroad safety, all kinds of stuff. We have a button, the button that I showed you.
I got one on.
Which I'm wearing. Yes.
We got a sponsor for because it's really important. You know, we'll have one or two people killed a year in the El Paso area just from walking on the railroad tracks.
Oh, headphones on, going the wrong way, and boom. Right.
Just all kinds of reasons, yeah.
Not paying attention to the crossing signs.
Yeah. Well, so the thing is, though, but you will also have, aren't there additional reenactments by Six Guns and Shady Lake, not just the train?
Yeah, they're going to be doing some other things.
Other skits.
Yes, other skits, yes.
Oh, they get weird, you know?
Yeah. I won't be there Saturday, but I will be there on Sunday.
They shoot each other, and they fall down and get back up.
And they've got lots of dynamite, is what I hear.
Well, you know, I recorded the last one last year, and they could have used a little more, so.
Yeah. Well, it seems to be Vince is looking for more, so. Vincenzo.
I just hope they don't damage the boxcar too much.
No, probably more themselves than
anything.
Well,
you want to be historic or not? They blew the thing up.
You want a good show?
Yes.
Come on, you know?
They blew it up. I mean, that was the deal. They couldn't use that car again.
But I'm the one that has to get out there and fix it.
Oh, well.
Wine.
I says, you're going to line the bottom of that thing with steel so when the bomb goes off, it's
smoke.
Let me just
say, how much are you paying them to do the show?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, so they can blow up your car for free.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, no,
I'm kidding you.
But the point
it's
is,
all for history.
It's all volunteers is the
that's
deal
right.
you're mentioning. Right.
And it's all for the good of history, and that's the cool thing.
And everything's free. As far as coming out, there's no charge.
You got to buy food, though, right?
You have to buy food, and there will be some items for sale. There'll be some T-shirts and coins and other things for sale, railroad related.
But also, second hour, we're going to have Bob Prinsky come in here, and he's going to explain a lot more about the details of what they're doing with the model railroad.
Yeah, he'll
second hour today on this show.
Right. Yeah, he'll fill in all the details.
They have
five
large model layouts that kids can go out and even adults, big kids, can go out and enjoy, play with, see all the different types. We have people coming from Mexico with their, model
their
trains,
layouts.
Their layouts, and we'll be running and explain all types of history and all types of different scales.
So they move these things to that park?
They'll be setting up Friday afternoon.
But they move their whole setup.
Yes, they have portable layouts.
Oh, my goodness. I want to just see them do that. Because, I mean, they're very elaborate when they set that stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
Three trains running left and right and up and down.
This is practically an all-day event for them to go out and set up and then take down again.
Well, look who's having fun there.
Yeah.
For those guys, it's the journey, I'm sure.
Right.
But then to see the kids come up and appreciate it is even more fun.
Yeah, and I think the one thing we haven't said is that on Saturday, we open up at 9 o'clock.
A.M.
A.M.
Yes.
And then we'll be closing down around 4:30. And then on Sunday, we open up at 11 a.m. And again, we close down around 4:30.
This is next weekend, the 18th and 19th
exactly.
of May. Okay. A lot going on that weekend, by the way. Everybody kind of held off doing much on Mother's
this
Day
is
weekend.
This the best thing to do.
And then all of a sudden, next weekend, it hits the fan.
This is a great thing to do, and it's only once a year. So if you're really interested and excited and want to see a great piece of history and enjoy all kinds of train activities, you need to get out there.
It's in those cool trees, though, too. I mean, that's a nice park.
Oh, yeah. And
that's huge trees.
Yeah, people can bring a picnic lunch with them and sit out there in the pavilion.
All right, that's a big deal going on next week, and that's at the name of the park is actually Jack Bell Park.
Right.
That's some guy that used to work there, and that was the deal. That used to be Phelps Dodge.
Right. I think he was president of Phelps Dodge at one time.
Is that what he got the park?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I just happened to know the name.
Right.
But that whole area there is a huge piece of property. It was once even much larger. Do you realize Phelps Dodge actually had all the land where the community college is? Across the street.
Right.
That was once all their property, way out in the middle of nowhere desert.
Their surrounding businesses and things, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they just sold them off. And now what you do to get into Freeport-McMoRan, you drive down a road for a long time, and all those big tanks on the right-hand side, those aren't theirs. Those are the ones for the refinery.
Those are the main. That is the main entrance.
Though. Yeah, that
That's
main
not
entrance.
The entrance that people will go in.
No, you don't go in that entrance for this event. This event, again, is in the park. All right, taking a break here. We've got a lot to talk about in the way of railroads. Because railroads was a big deal when it showed up in El Paso. And we might hit some of that as well.
We Plus, sure will.
You've got an entire book of stuff to read there, too, or something.
Well, we've got all kinds of information that we'd be glad to share with you about not only the 3420, but possibly some of the rail lines that came into El Paso.
All right. What did 3420 run on? What was its fuel?
Initially, it was coal.
Coal. And then why do you say initially?
Because later on it was converted to an oil burner.
Oh, so it was both. Once, not at the same time, but
no.
Once and then the other.
It went through a conversion.
Well, the steam just really needs a fire. That's what they don't care about how it comes from, right?
Right.
Right.
So you made a more efficient steam fire out of oil.
Oil is more efficient and less, polluting.
Oh, okay.
You know, right. Less smoke.
Let's get that thing running again. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it would be great.
Enough of that for now. We've got to take a break here, Melissa. We're not doing trivia now. It'll come in the second hour.
Second hour will come up. We'll have two trivia questions for $20 in food coupons.
But you
for
can
Pepe's.
Call us because we've got one.
Well, you can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Here's Crawford.
At the Crawford Buick GMC location by the airport.
You remember Cash for Cluckers?
Bring your Clucker to Crawford Buick GMC today. It's the terrific Crawford Cash for Cluckers program.
Push it, pull it, drop it, regardless of condition.
Mr. Crawford says, make them an offer they can't refuse.
The entire value of the offer will be deducted from the bottom line.
On any new Buick or GMC.
And on the entire used car and truck inventory.
Only at the Crawford Buick GMC location by the airport. This hot-selling 2019 Buick Encore. Right now for only $18,777. Cash for Cluckers program.
Montana Airway, let's go.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive
chemical.
The
following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-881-4300. That's 800-881-4300. 800-881-4300.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
The Pattersons are still missing.
Are they still missing?
I think one day somebody will find them. But I know where they're going to find them, but I can't talk about it. But the whole thing about the missing Pattersons, 1957, these people just simply disappeared overnight. Their car was still there. Their wallets were on the dresser. The cat was still there. The people were gone, and so they haven't been found. That's the issue. What we did, we took all the newspaper reports, and there were dozens of them. We have 160 newspaper reports online. Not quite all of them are online yet. We keep putting more on. But they're on ephistory.com if you want to go read about that. Also, all the segments of our recent ABC 7 series on El Paso History TV, they are now at youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Pop over there and join up, and you can see these things as they come in. We've got a bunch more that Bernie Sargent and I have been recording, and they should be coming out next month in June. It's free, so please subscribe to that channel. You'll get notices automatically. And it's, again, youtube.com and search for El Paso History TV. Also, the ancient borderland, the Jornada Mogollon, the people known by archaeologists as the Jornada Mogollon inhabited the borderland since archaic times. And there are few remains of this culture, generally accessible to the public, and they lived in pueblos all over the place throughout the Waco Basin. And they now have an exhibit of this and the rock art of the Jornada Mogollon at the Museum of Archaeology. Take a look at that. Okay, now what do you got?
Well, I've got at the International Museum of Art, you can spend your Saturday afternoons with Jay at 2 p.m. for insightful commentary, anecdotes, and facts behind the films at 2 p.m., and it's a free admission for films that they've got every set. I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself on this one, but I just kind of threw myself into my script wrong. But I want you to know that this month is Travel the World Month with Jay's Films. And today's film is at 2 p.m. is A Little Romance, and which is based on two youths in Paris, coming-of-age movie. And
Youth, not Indians, but youth children.
And then you have, next week they're going to be in Africa with Elephant Walk. And then they're going to have more as we go on through the month. We'll talk about it more. But
I can hear the music now.
I forgot all about that. That's right. That was a famous song for a long time. For more information, go visit sunsetfilmsociety.org or call 915-543-6747.
What's the question? Here's the answer. Here's the answer. Red chili meat enchiladas. What's the question?
I have no idea. No,
What's the special at Pepe's? Duh. There we go. So Ron told me I had to pick it because I'm going out there and he's not.
Oh, okay.
So I just picked it. It's the, what did I say? Red chili, meat enchiladas. Those are very good.
Red chili, yes.
Well, you know, they do those. They don't roll them up. They're flat.
Their red sauce is wonderful.
This is a good place to go eat.
It's just right.
It's called Pepe's. We're going there today and they're a sponsor and we admit it.
That's right.
How about that?
We admit it.
Be out there today. And anyway, that's it. The red chili meat enchiladas is today's special. And what that means is it becomes the Oñate special. And Mr. Oñate makes sure that you only pay $6 for this today.
That's right.
As opposed to what's on there, like almost 10 bucks.
So Mr. Oñate will cover the difference.
It's worth doing. And then if you're not sure about this restaurant, it's at 6761 Donovan. Check it out. It is the old Griggs Recipes. Yes. It's historic food. I mean, we have witnesses.
They've got antiques and everything in there. They're from the Griggs restaurant. I mean, I'm amazed people go in there and they start looking around.
Well, you know, he didn't get all the stuff. But he got a bunch of it.
Got a lot of it.
In fact, I'll tell you what, if you got a bunch of old guns that you don't need, give them to Pepe. He'll stick them in the ceiling.
That's right.
What do you think?
There you go.
That's what Griggs did.
I know.
Back in the day. What Griggs have? He had a bellows in there that he came out of some blacksmith shop.
They've got old shoes.
No, I'm talking about the old Griggs.
Oh, yeah, the old one, yeah.
And he had all these horns. Do you remember that one, Ron?
No, I don't.
The old Griggs? What are you out there?
He had at one time a gun that was purported to be owned by Billy the Kid.
Yeah, see, he had stuff like that. And the cross that supposedly the former French president of Mexico, Lafayette?
No.
Napoleon III.
Not Napoleon III. Maximilian was executed with, which he had when he had a cell. I was really burning. I wanted to buy so bad we didn't have the extra money at that time.
Maximilian.
Supposedly it was a cross he held when he was executed.
He ran Mexico for a while.
Yes, the emperor of Mexico.
What an idiot.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Pointed by Napoleon.
Num Num wife of his showed up with all of her jewelry. And all of her clothing, and nobody knows what happened to the jewelry.
Well,
she had suitcases full of jewelry.
Hell yeah.
Where is it?
I spent somewhere to get her.
No, it's out there in a desert somewhere.
Oh, here we go. With Lost Padre mine.
No, that's over here. This one's over there. Whatever.
But, I'm sure somebody found it.
What the heck are we talking about?
I don't know. Yeah. Trains.
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 Oh, my God. Back to trains. Well, the train business has always been fascinating. Even like you said, Woody, when you were a kid, you had a little train. I did, too. And my house was kind of small. What my parents did was really nice. They put a train layout on a flat kind of table thing with two legs and up against the wall. They put a hinge and that thing folded up against the wall and went out of the way. I went to pull the train thing down, get it out. That worked out pretty good.
That was pretty smart.
Well, they were clever
saving
people.
Saving room, yeah.
It did. But anyway, that's my train background.
Well, I still have two train sets.
Do you really?
I've got a Lionel that. I got new in the 1950s, and then my dad.
You still have the box?
I have the box. My dad went and got, found an old set of 1930s, train set. with the tin cars and everything.
Oh, wow.
And so I've got both of those sets still.
Oh, how cool.
And every so often we put them up around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, this always looks so
neat. Call me when you're doing that next
time. Yeah, Bernie's got two sets.
See, there's another. Call him, too.
Trains, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people with trains. I mean, it's a fascinating thing. But to go stand next to a really big one that's running is like, oh, my God, that's an experience. I mean, that's a huge machine.
Right. It's not running, but, yeah, it's a great piece of history.
You're talking about 3420.
3420.
Yeah. I'm talking about a real one currently running.
Yeah.
Freak you right out. But the 3420, in its day, that made a lot of noise, didn't it?
Oh, yes. It quite a bit. It was a very big locomotive for its time. It is the only locomotive of its type still in existence. El Paso is very fortunate to have number one, which was built in 1857.
Locomotive one down in downtown.
Right. It's the only one from that locomotive maker that still exists. So we have two unique locomotives here in El Paso.
And it was the Smithsonian tried to buy locomotive number one at one point, right?
There, we hear stories. They were very interested in it. I don't know how far that went.
Well, you got a bottom line. Whenever you want to talk about that locomotive, guess who still owns it?
UTEP.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's on loan to the city down there in that building. So you want to go sell it to Smithsonian, you got to go see the folks up there now.
Right.
That's just as well. They had it up on display for a long time. Did you see the video, or were you there the day they took that train off the hill?
I've seen the video.
Oh, it's weird.
I would love to have seen that, yeah.
Oh, I was there. It was nuts.
Lifting it with a crane?
Well, they had two cranes, and they put a flat car up in the air and then hooked it up to the tracks carefully, and then winched the train out on this thin air thing, uncoupled it, and then lowered the whole thing to ground, put a truck on it. And then I caught it down near by the Spaghetti Bowl going 60 miles an hour. That train one more time went 60 miles an hour down the freeway. But that's in a video we did on transportation. And again, that's part of the history of El Paso. It's a fascinating history when you realize it. If we could only maybe do a little more showing it off. And I'm going to congratulate you guys, the Model Railroad people, Prince McKenzie as well, all kinds of people, and then people in the history, back in the history, Ron Dawson is no longer with us, people who put a lot of heart and soul into trains in this town.
That's right.
And really have. And so thank you for doing what you're doing. How can we help you further if we had a millionaire that had nothing to do with his money?
Just to throw his money around.
We need a site for the museum.
Yeah.
What would you like?
We'd like a train station.
Like the one over there off the freeway?
That would be a good one, the old Southwestern station.
Line 1's ringing in there, guys, by the way.
Union Depot would be great.
See?
See, and that's active, too. That would be nice.
Union Depot would work because I believe the city owns it and can rent it to anybody it wants, like Texas Tech for $1 a year.
Right, yeah. Right.
We'll peel off a corner for you guys.
Well, currently Amtrak does run through there, and they've got a contract. And so all of our Amtrak passenger service goes out of Union Depot.
Yeah, but there's plenty of room. I think you could do something down there to start and then maybe eventually add on if you had the money.
They got some. In fact, 3420 used to be in front of that building.
Yes.
It was displayed there once upon a time.
Up until 1980 when it was restored for the Four Centuries 81 celebration.
Did it run for that?
Yes, it did. It ran for that.
Wow. I wish we could run a train up through the Upper Valley or down into the Lower Valley from Upper to Lower Valley. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Oh, yeah.
But no way.
Well, don't say that.
There are all kinds of possibilities. There's land out there. Of course, it takes, financing to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Do we
have the track available to do something like that, like they do in Northern?
It's all money.
No, but you could build
availability.
You could build some track for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. And one of the advantages to Union Depot would be that you could bring in Thomas the Train. You can bring in different excursions. Different events could be created where you could actually bring in locomotives, different locomotives and trains to display and exhibit and celebrate at that location.
Isn't there one right now that's going across country, some kind of special train?
Well, what's going on right now, this weekend, in fact, is the 150th anniversary
The one in Utah.
Promontory Point, where the Transcontinental Railroad met.
That was like yesterday.
Well, that's this whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
But it was Thursday the event actually happened, was it? Or was it Friday?
Thursday and Friday.
Yes. Okay. Wow. When's our event to where our train? Well, see, actually, I thought that we had passenger trains that kind of started here, but it was actually the El Paso Southwestern Railroad, which was actually was subsidized by the copper industry,
and
correct?
That actually was our fifth Our sixth railroad. It was way down. That one was way down the list.
Oh, I thought, because everything that I read up on it put it as being the first one that had was the big impact in El Paso.
It was actually the Southern Pacific that came in May of 1881.
And they built through here.
Right.
Our golden spike happened down in Sierra Blanca somewhere, right?
Well, actually, it happened in Deming, where the Santa Fe and the Southern Pacific came together.
Okay, now back up a second, because that thing came through Las Cruces, right?
It didn't initially.
No, it didn't. Not that time.
No?
No, it went. It went through a place called Rincon, north.
Yeah.
And so the Santa Fe came down. So it came down out of the Albuquerque area. And
then Hernando del Muerto went right through there.
And it got to Rincon. And at Rincon, they made a decision. And they went across and connected at Deming.
So that's your spike.
That would be the second.
Oh, okay. Spike.
Yeah. Well, then don't we get a third one somewhere down near Sierra Blanca?
Well, what happened there is the Southern Pacific finishes at Sierra Blanca in 1881.
Right.
Stops there. The railroad that comes up from San Antonio,
right,
that was the Galveston-Harrisburg-San Antonio line, that line will not come up and get there until 1883 because they had so much trouble getting past the Pecos River.
Oh, okay.
But that is actually the planned southern route, and that would be the true southern route transcontinental railroad.
And back to the bottom line, why it went through Utah first, which has snow a lot time of the year.
A little thing called the Civil War.
And Lincoln was not about to put the southern line active.
Right.
When the northern could work.
Plus, there was a lot of money up in Illinois, and Lincoln was a railroad lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was still the El Paso Southwestern was strictly for copper and mining.
Actually, Phelps Dodge developed that railroad.
Yeah. But that was, they were specific. They weren't a passenger train. They were specifically copper and mining.
Yeah, they did run some passenger trains.
But it was primarily
mostly
copper.
Mostly copper, right? Right.
And also, our locomotive number one didn't make the run from Bisbee to here.
No, it was too small.
It was local, so it went across Bisbee.
Right.
That's what that was a distinction I didn't have.
And it was up in that area. And so you have railroad from Benson going down to Bisbee.
And that's where it ran local up in there.
Right.
Our locomotive number one.
In the Arizona.
Because I've got pictures of it over there. We've got to take a break here. What do you got?
Yeah, Bernie posted on I put it up on our Facebook page, is that he posted the early rail lines coming into El Paso. He's posted that. So I put the map up on our Facebook page.
Excellent. All right, we're going to take a break here. But we should reiterate that the Pepe's pick was red chili meat enchiladas.
Take notes, folks.
Red chili meat enchiladas.
Make a note.
They're very good. I had them last week.
Yeah, they are.
Get some today.
I love their red sauce. Their red sauce is what I love.
And it becomes $6 no matter what's on the menu. Yeah.
Get their red sauce and take it home, put it on nachos, everything. Chicken.
And, by the way, one per person on this offer, because somebody came in and wanted 6 or 7 of them and took them home. And it kind of like broke the bank. Like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah,
one per person. Eat it while you're there.
In-house.
Have a nice day and go to break.
Yeah, what's but you can also number? Have them cater your event, too.
Oh, now you can get these gift certificates and give them as presents.
Gifts, yes. Aha. Something gets. Hey, Mother's Day, take mom, you know?
Well, they'll be open tomorrow for 4 hours, noon to four there
on
Sunday.
Take mom.
All right, let's do something here.
What are we doing?
Call us up.
Facebook. Take a look at on our Facebook
page. Oh, you put it up?
Okay. The map's up there, and I'll have our gentleman up shortly. But take a look at the map on there at the early lines going into El Paso at the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
Back in a moment.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-6131. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6131. That's 1-800-900-6131. 1-800-900-6131.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Congratulations on Lost Dog Trail being saved. That's history that does not have to go under the bulldozer. And how they deal with the pieces of that puzzle, I don't know, but they second-guessed the public, and the public won. Ah, so there. But also, just to let you know, this Harvey girls are meeting this coming Monday, May the 13th, 2 p.m. Union Station. Downtown, the program is Fred Harvey, His Legacy Continues Through Today's Generations. Details, 591-2326. How is old 591-2326?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask her.
We'll have to ask her, yes.
But Corral of the Westerners, they're going to meet Friday, May 17th, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn on the west side at Sunland Park, and it's a dinner thing, $20. The Westerners and Me by Joe Tice Bloom. Train show, we've already been talking about it, but here's the official details. 9 to 5 on May 18th. 11 to 5 on May 19th, Freeport MacMoran, south of I-10, second entrance. It's actually 850 Hawkins. Free admission, all aboard a 1904 steam locomotive and a 1929 caboose. See the model trains, historical displays. You can see a train robbery, I guarantee you.
A big train
robbery.
Yes, yes.
That's all next weekend, so we'll talk more about that.
Well, and I've got coming up, the El Paso Museum of History presents its El Paso Community College 50th Anniversary Exhibition. Come downtown and view this commemorative exhibition that celebrates 50 years of the El Paso Community College and the history of providing high-quality, affordable education that has transformed our region. The city of El Paso will be celebrating its 146th birthday on Sunday, May 19th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they'll be having a great event with something for the entire family. They'll have food trucks, vendors, games for the kids, a mascot dance-off, entertainment, music, cash bar, and a birthday cake, and so much more. So head on down there. That's on May 19th, and it'll be at the Cleveland Square Park in front of the History Museum. And if you have a vendor for history, like if you guys wanted to, well, if you had somebody you could spare on that day, would come on the 19th to set up on the trains, they could actually promote what's going on. So when they got done there, head on down to the train people or just talk about what you've got there, train history anyway. So head on down, give them a call, get involved.
It's a birthday party for you. And so what, right?
So what?
Basically. Okay, the train business being what it is, Bernie did put up this map, and it's got his scribblings all over the place. But there's a line there that you said Rincon to Deming is now a dotted line on there. They took that out.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. It did end up coming down through Las Cruces, down to El Paso, and was the first northern route into Mexico.
When did the Texas and Pacific I see on here, when did that show up?
That was the end of 1881, and that came across from Fort Worth,
yeah,
and created a lot of towns you'd be familiar with, Sweetwater, Abilene,
yes,
Odessa. It came
all
across,
water stops, basically.
Yeah, Apacas is one. And then it comes in, and it connects at Sierra Blanca.
That's it, okay.
So what happened, that's 1881. And so at Sierra Blanca, you actually have three railroads meeting. You have the Southern Pacific, the Texas
and
Pacific, and then you've got that Galveston, Harrisburg,
and San Antonio.
Is that a big switching point in the middle of the desert out there?
Well, it was at one time, but now there's just traffic going through.
Okay. So what else do we need to know about this history? Because this is all of a sudden, this is like the most connected place in this part of the world.
Well, right. when
like Chicago. This had as many lines as Chicago.
Well, we nicknamed this the rail hub of the Southwest because we actually had, by 1911, we had 8 different rail lines connected in El Paso, including 2 into Mexico.
Well, then this is a huge connection point that we were, are, is, whatever.
Right, and we had Union Stockyards. We had all kinds of railroad-related things. The banks came to El Paso. The outlaws came to El Paso.
The gamblers.
Because there was an increase of population, commercial activity. There was lots of money coming in here.
So
it was a very prosperous area for that time.
Yeah, and we became an instant city after 1910, between 1910 and 1920, El Paso's population was greater than Albuquerque, Tucson, and Phoenix combined.
Combined. Well, was it a concerted effort by some founding father, crazy men, that mostly men, that just said, we don't want to get any bigger? What happened there?
No, you know, El Paso continued to grow. In fact, within 10 years after the first railroads came here, El Paso had about 800 people in here, and then it increased to about 10,000 people. So
yeah,
El Paso grew quite a bit, but as history progresses in the 30s, 40s, people began using more automobiles, their own type of transportation. So the railroads began to slowly shrink, come down because there wasn't as much, I guess, customer type traffic, passenger traffic.
Yeah, I'd like to say too that one of the things that happened, El Paso up through the 1920s was doing quite well, but the Depression had a negative effect. Actually, between 1930 and 1940, El Paso's population decreased slightly.
It's an interesting history. Speaking of historic people, we got one on the phone here named Patricia. Good morning, Patricia. How's it going?
Good morning. It's 0591-2326.
I knew that was your number. We called your number. Well, so how you been now? You've been off your feet a bit. Now you back on, or what are you doing?
I am. I'm recovering on schedule, and I'm walking.
Even better.
Yes.
And so,
I'm now walking.
So you have an event coming up on Monday at the Harvey Girls event.
Yes, we have that. Plus, we will be at the train show both days as Harvey Girls.
Oh.
And we'll be having a scavenger hunt for the kids.
Oh, goodness.
And you know, this is a time we've noticed. This is when moms and dads, weekend moms and dads who have, you know, visitation rights, this is a great place for them to bring their kids, spend the days with them.
Yeah,
and we've seen that over the years. So it's a great family event, and we just have so much fun with them, and they love it.
And you're going to have the reenactment of the train robbery, but a couple more other ones, right?
I think so,
okay.
Yeah, right.
Excellent.
Plus, we also have golf carts for transportation to and from, so there's if people are concerned about not having good mobility, which is something I have to check on all the time, this is an excellent venue because you just park your car, you'll be met, or you can ride a golf cart, you can get to wherever you want to go.
Well, I like this. What's that big train sitting there? You got to go look at that big train, get on it and see what's happening.
Exactly, and it'll take you right down there. So it's wonderful, and really the good news is that I'm back, not, of course, 100%, but definitely walking, and I'm able to go into my office now.
Excellent.
And into the computer. So, everybody, I'm going to catch up.
Look
with
out.
You.
Here she comes. And you may make it back. You may make it back to Pepe's one of these days, right?
Well, I'm not driving yet, but in a couple
more
weeks.
No, we don't want her driving. The cast is on her right foot, or the boot is on her right foot.
But the boot is off. The boot is off.
Oh, he took it off?
I'm off, yes.
Yay.
So but still, a couple of more weeks.
Well, glad to hear you're good
we'll
and better.
Be there.
All right, we'll catch up with you. Maybe see you at the train show. That's good.
Absolutely.
Patricia,
thank you.
Kidney, thanks a lot. You take her easy. All right, and it's always fun to talk to her because she's one of those
always
people.
Always into something.
She's going to promote El Paso with or without help, and she's better with help.
Yes, yes.
But she does run Concordia Cemetery pretty much because nobody else will. I mean, if somebody else wanted to do it, she'd probably back off.
Yeah, it'd be nice somebody to help.
But she's there. Okay, taking a break here. It is the El Paso History Radio Show. We got trains on the brain today. Second hour coming up shortly, we're going to talk about the model trains and specifically what's going to be out at this park. But in the meantime, you can certainly see what these guys
are
up to.
And we're getting trivia first hour, or the second hour.
Second hour.
That's right.
And your history memento.
Just a memento.
Well, we're not there yet. We've got another segment to do.
Oh, do we have another
Call segment? Us if you like
I'm
on
busy
this
with Facebook.
Segment.
So give us a call, 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Here's Crawford.
At the Crawford Buick GMC location by the airport.
You remember Cash for Cluckers?
Bring your Clucker to Crawford Buick GMC today. It's the terrific Crawford Cash for Cluckers program.
Push it, pull it, drop it, regardless of condition.
Mr. Crawford says, make them an offer they can't refuse.
The entire value of the offer will be deducted from the bottom line.
On any new Buick or GMC.
And on the entire used car and truck inventory.
Only at the Crawford Buick GMC location by the airport. This hot-selling 2019 Buick Encore. Right now for only $18,777. Cash for Cluckers program.
Montana Airway. Let's go.
Welcome to Zip Hole USA Internet Police Edition. With Facebook banning more users, confusion grows as to what exactly will get you banned. For the latest opinions direct from the Zip app, here's Christina Staffo.
Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, and Laura Loomer are some examples of recently banned Facebook users. All have been at their respective games for years and have not done anything recently that they haven't already been doing. So what changed? NBC's Miguel Almaguer reads that statement from Facebook.
We've always banned individuals or organizations that promote or engage in violence and hate, regardless of ideology.
If Facebook has, quote, always done this, are you confused as to why Louis Farrakhan and Alex Jones are just now getting banned? At about 87%, a ton of Zipholers say yes, it's very confusing. Adding to the confusion, Mark Zuckerberg tries to clarify what'll get you banned.
We're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist, primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
If we're talking speech only and not obvious calls for violence that should be banned, do you believe that Facebook has a responsibility to label someone dangerous, or should Facebook remain a platform and let its users decide? This one's kind of close, with 53% saying Facebook should allow all speech and leave it up to the users to decide what's dangerous.
Thanks, Christina. Download Zipole USA in your favorite app store today. Share your opinions and make sure your voice is heard. We'll have poll results every day on the trending topics taken directly from the Zip app. Thanks for listening to Zipole USA.
Discover alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's just another way they look after you, not just your account. It's free for card members. Just sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
The Westside's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new Westside Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
We still have trains on the brain, but there is other things going on these days.
We have to talk about it.
And we're on the air here, dudes. In the language of stone, the rock art of the Jornada Mogollon is an exhibit open now at the, that's out there at the Archaeology Museum as well. Prehistoric rock art stuff going on, Three Rivers of Terra Mesa. They got a really interesting exhibit out there, and you're not ready to read something, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
Okay. I didn't know you were done yet, I just wasn't paying attention. I'm doing Facebook.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. May 27th at 10 a.m., the Memorial Day Ceremony for Forgotten Veterans of Concordia will be held at Concordia Cemetery at 3700 Yandel Street in El Paso. Buffalo Soldiers Monument Area. Now, this is going to be, it's a great event they hold every year. It's remembering all veterans who've made an ultimate sacrifice for our country, especially 270 identified forgotten veterans of Concordia from the Mexican-American War, Civil War, which covers both Confederate and Union soldiers, the Indian Wars, Spanish-American War, World War I, II, Korean War, and the Vietnam War. You can contact the Veterans Committee Chairwoman Gloria R. Concordia, Cordero at 915-479-3779 for information, but we hope you'll be there for that. And then also you've got to take a stop by McGoffin Home this summer. They're going to have some great classes for kids on Adobe brick building for them to get involved and play in the mud in a creative way. Give them a call at 533-5147 to get your child enrolled, or just stop by over there at 1117 McGoffin Avenue.
Build a little tiny McGoffin house out of Adobe.
That's right. Build a new house for your parents.
Okay, we have time for one more story this hour. We're back next hour, full trains again, and we're going to include the guys with the model railroads. But the story you were telling me about Bonita Lake, what is that? That's up in the Ruidoso area.
Yeah, Bonita Lake is up in Ruidoso. And what a lot of people don't know is that when the El Paso Northeastern was developed, it went up on the other side through a town called Tucumcari, and they developed a town called Carrizozo. Well, they needed water, and they went over to the Bonita River and got that water.
That's on the other side of that big mountain, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, you can get around it there, but they actually, that's where they brought the water from. Well, as they developed it, by 1924, the Southern Pacific had purchased the old El Paso Southwestern line that went through there. Well, they needed better water source, and they actually built and developed Bonita Lake as a water source for the Southern Pacific Railroad.
That's bizarre.
And they piped water. Not only did they pipe it over to Carrizozo, they piped it all the way up to Vaughan, and so they were running water 80 miles.
That's a long way.
For the railroad.
Cheesy peasy. And the whole point was these steam engines, about every 20, 40 miles, give or take, I don't know how many miles, they had to be refilled.
That's right.
And so they would have a wood train, water train go in, or not a water, a wood train go in, and put wood everywhere where they could find water. Right.
Right. And the other part of this, going back all the way into the 1880s, is the water is terrible.
Oh.
Going from El Paso up through Alamogordo
and
beyond.
What do you mean terrible?
Alkaline.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they would actually have to flush out the boilers. And they'd have to develop all these processes. So it's very, very difficult.
It's always something.
And and that's why they were always looking for good water sources. And that's why Bonita Lake was developed.
But that's up on the other side of the mountain, isn't it? From the trains.
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
How much of it was pumped versus gravity feed? That's what I'm thinking.
It was probably gravity.
I think once it got up and over the pass and then dropped down into Carrizozo, but it still had to be moved all the way to Vaughan.
That's what I'm thinking. My God, did they steam pump it? Or, that's what
I don't know.
I'd be curious just for that time period how they did it.
And if you drive up and you're driving up the road to Bonita and you look on the right-hand side, you'll see some of that big pipe.
I'll be darned.
And that's what it is.
And that lake is now out of commission from a fire a few years ago. It's on its way back.
It's on its way back.
But it ain't back yet, apparently. You can't fish in there right now. Yeah. Well, guys, we're going to take a break here and come back for next hour, and we're going to add to this train madness. We're going to add the model train business on what's going to happen at this big show out at the Freeport-McMoRan Park. And that's next weekend.
That's right.
Good stuff coming up here after the break here. Sergey, are we going to go take a break here and come back after the news?
I think we're going to take a break.
I think I hear the
coffee
music.
Coffee break.
The music is floating through here. See you after the news.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso. When you